Okay, where is the very best breakfast in the metro? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 1071. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Traynor.
Yeah, hi.
Thank you for listening to us on the app or on the streaming on the website. Where is the best breakfast in the metro? Now, here's the thing.
Why are we asking?
Well, because I like to eat breakfast, and because, you know, we were still, and I think you guys were too, sometimes ordering dinner during the lockdown, during the pandemic, we would still order take out, you know, we'd have a lot of food still from restaurants, but maybe not breakfast. Like, we weren't doing a lot of breakfast delivery.
Oh, no.
And going out for breakfast is like one of my favorite things.
Oh, okay.
And I just thought, you know, let's just like give everybody inspiration. 651-641-1071. What's your favorite place to have breakfast in the metro? We did get an email from Melissa. She said, hands down, the Kitchen Table in Prescott, Wisconsin. It's not exactly metro, but close enough. And then she said, the must have is the Loaded Hash. So good. So I'm going to just say, I'll open it up. Like, there, you know, what is
in
close,
the whole world.
What is close for some people is far for others, and you can be the judge of what works for you in your own life. But I had, I ate breakfast actually this morning at Our Kitchen on 36th. I'd never been there.
It's so great.
It's like a nice, you know, they've got a counter. It's one of those tiny little places with just the counter, and then they've got four tables outside, and you can get your coffee and your eggs, and your hash browns are to die for. It's real good. Yeah. 651-641-1071. What's the best place for breakfast in the metro? Let's go to the phones. We've got Maggie on line one. Hello to Maggie. In just a moment, we'll say hello to Maggie. Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
Maggie, what is the best breakfast in the metro?
Very Sweet Kitchen on 34th.
Oh, Maggie, I totally agree with you. That is my neighborhood spot. Maggie, thank you for your call. Very Sweet Kitchen, it's on 34th Avenue. And, ooh, I should have gotten the cross street. Hold on, I'm going to do it in my head. It is on like 56th maybe, and 34th. In South Minneapolis, and it's so good. Oh, and they've got really good, like, baked goods and pastries. Yummy. 651-641-1071. Where's the best breakfast in the Twin Cities metro area? We've got Linda on the line. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Linda, what is your favorite breakfast joint?
Oh, the Uptowner Cafe on Grand.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite thing there?
Oh, my husband and I just went there last week, and I had the Cajun breakfast. Hash browns and eggs and cheese over the whole thing, and then hollandaise on top of that, and then Cajun seasoning. So,
yummy.
Go hungry if you go.
Yeah, go hungry, or just prepare yourself to lay around and digest afterwards. Right, Linda?
Yeah.
Thank you for your call. Let's go to Melanie. Hello, Melanie. Melanie, where's the best breakfast in the metro?
Oh, the Tiny Diner.
Yeah.
Have you been there before?
It's been a while, but yes.
Oh, I love their patio. I just love the ambiance of it, and their breakfast burrito with that chili sauce on the top is so good.
Oh, thank you. And I hear somebody in the background who maybe is hungry.
Who's chiming in.
He might be hungry, yeah.
Thank you for your call, Melanie. We've also got Yvonne on the line. Hello.
Hi, Yvonne.
Yvonne, where's the best place for breakfast in the metro?
All right, I got a shout out to Champlin.
Yes.
It's called Hooties. H-U-D-Y-S. They
Hooties.
Make the best Egg Benedict. They do it with cream cheese and bacon, hash browns and cheese. It's just a little tiny, kind of old school. Again, they got a counter. They got about a half a dozen tables and chairs. But anytime we go for breakfast, and I grew up in the Champlin area, so that's my stomping ground.
Yeah.
But it's just definitely worth a little drive to Champlin to check it out.
Sounds yummy.
Thank you, Yvonne. Have a good day. Let's go to Jess. Hi, Jess.
Yeah.
Jess, where is the best place for breakfast in the metro?
So I would go, if you're in the northeast area, of northeast metro, so White Bear Lake, Washington Square Bar and Grill has an incredible incredible breakfast. Cajun breakfast, I know somebody else said that, so similar to that, they've got an amazing Benedict Florentine, and their Bloody Marys are to die for.
Yum. Say the name of that place again.
Washington Square Bar and Grill.
Washington Square Bar and Grill. Thank you, Jess. I feel like people can build a good list from this.
Yeah, right.
And then let's talk to Allison. Hi, Allison. Allison, where's the best place to go out to breakfast in the metro?
So I'm going to speak for Stillwater. So Mon Petit Cherie right on Main Street in Stillwater is the best. It's the place that I like think about when I'm not having breakfast, and I always want to go there.
I love it. Thank you. I've never been there either. What's the best thing on the menu there? Oh, she's gone. Okay, so Bradley, I know you love a breakfast out. Where's your favorite breakfast or brunch spot?
I'm not a huge brunchy person. I like a good breakfast, like a traditional eggs, bacon, or sausage, or sometimes both, with maybe an English muffin. And because I'm just, I don't like complicated things for breakfast. And consequently, I get really picky about like I'm sounding like a really fun treat for breakfast, but like I want my eggs cooked well. Yeah. I want my bacon cooked well. I'm like, and I feel like if you can do those things well, then you're probably going to be doing the rest of the menu solid. And I do know from friends who I've gone to this place with for breakfast that they've got some really other amazing things on the menu. Nolo. In the North Loop.
Yeah. I've never been there.
They, I mean, they have good like food in general for lunch and dinner, but, it's close to the gym, and we go usually on like Saturday mornings for breakfast, and they just do like eggs and bacon and potatoes, breakfast potatoes, because that's like stuff you wouldn't get at home. Like I can make eggs and bacon, but I trying to make a bunch of bacon does not sound fun. So just going somewhere else and having them do it.
Right. And doing it right.
That to me is like, if you can do that well, I am all here for you.
My very, 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 very favorite breakfast joint is Hot Plate.
Oh, sure. And right a little further south of me and north of you.
Yeah. It's on Bloomington Avenue. Yeah. And it is they specialize in breakfast. So you're gonna get a good breakfast there. Holly, where's your favorite breakfast spot?
Well, somebody else mentioned this already. Do like the Uptowner.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I've never been there.
Get a big old eggs Benedict, because like you, Bradley, it's like I'm going to order something that I don't want to make myself at home. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that is one of those
Eggs Benedict
things.
Would be one of those things for sure.
Yeah.
We did get an email from Carrie who said Fat Gnats and Crystals. Crystal is great. Not Crystals. Crystal.
Crystals, Minnesota.
It's inside a geode.
Also, Maria's on Franklin in Minneapolis.
You've sung the praises of Maria's.
Corn pancakes. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh my God. Good.
No, but you're right. Like, I want like a classic breakfasty breakfast, but it's got to be good.
I'm so boring. Like, every time they're like, what are you going to get? Like, I know. I always get the same thing, and I always get my eggs over easy.
It's good.
Bacon, maybe sausage too.
Yum.
Sounds good.
Don't let anyone tell you you're wrong.
I know. I'm just telling you, I just feel like that is the one thing about the last year that I really missed was like going out for breakfast a lot. And like, I do. Who doesn't love breakfast?
I love
when somebody else makes me breakfast.
And there's just coffee and they just keep bringing the coffee.
And I don't have to make it.
If I have to ask for a refill of coffee, I get real persnickety because I just feel like. And it's not like I'm, you know, like sucking it down like grease lightning.
But if there's a half a cup left and they're like, would you like a warm up? I'm like, abso-flippin-lutely. Yeah.
I love going to places where they bring a pot of coffee and just leave it at the table.
Yeah, because then you don't feel like you're having to flag somebody down every 5 minutes.
Exactly.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley show, Courtney Stodden has spoken out after Chrissy Teigen was spotted on a paparazzi walk. Let's hear what they had to say after this on My Talk 107.1. Well, Courtney Stodden has spoken out after Chrissy Teigen spoke out on a paparazzi walk yesterday. And Bradley's going to tell us what they had to say. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer.
Courtney has wasted zero time hopping on Chrissy's attention-seeking coattails.
Oh.
And it looks, or I should say, and looks and sounds great doing so. I'll get to that in a minute. Mm-hmm. I forgot the words that I actually had written to remind myself about this story that I saw yesterday about Courtney Stodden. and Courtney's advice to Chrissy, which, by the way, is actually spot on. Mm-hmm. That's my opinion. And that's why you listen. Okay. So Courtney Stunn.
Take a bow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Courtney Stunn. Now, first of all, back it up. Yesterday, Chrissy Teigen was out and about. And I gave kudos yesterday to Chrissy. Today, I'm giving Courtney Stodden kudos.
And it's
not
okay.
Not the granola bar from the 90s.
Oh, whatever happened to those? I will just say it is okay to give kudos to everybody, right? Because
yeah,
what
but I'm
we're
not
critiquing
doing,
is how they're handling themselves.
Yes, but this is not like, you know, your kid just did what they were supposed
it's
to
not,
do.
Award. Let's give everybody an award
yes,
to everything.
No, this is like I am acknowledging what I perceive to be. I'm trying to think of how best to describe this adept behavior mm-hmm. in front of the media.
There you go. Well done.
Thank mm-hmm. you. So yesterday we talked about how Chrissy Teigen, she did this paparazzi stroll where she just sort of like casually, you know, was kind of like joking and poking fun at herself and like the latest media storm around her regarding some pretty heinous tweets that she lobbed towards Courtney Stodden back in the day. Literally telling Courtney Stodden to
take
their own
life.
Yeah. And that's it's just it's mind boggling. Anyway, that was a big scandal. She then went on to say that she was a member of the cancel club. So she kind of like stirred up the hornet's nest again. Was it this week or last week?
That was last week.
Yeah. When she did the Instagram post, that is Chrissy Teigen did an Instagram post mm-hmm. about being in cancel club. And then the world was like, girl, if that's cancel club, sign me up, because that looks like Club Med. Mm-hmm. It looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And you just went to Italy. Anyway, so she was in headlines again. But then yesterday she was doing the stroll where she was kind of poking fun at herself. But then she also was hinting that other people have reached out. Other people
from cancel club.
Canceled, right? Well, Courtney was like, okay. And there's a headline over at TMZ. Courtney Stodden refutes Teigen's claim that she reached out, which goes all the way back to the initial bullying behavior by Chrissy Teigen. Courtney Stodden says Chrissy Teigen never reached out to Courtney
right.
to apologize for Chrissy's behavior.
And Chrissy said that she had actually reached out to Courtney.
Yeah, Courtney's like, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. So stop.
And lying. This is not the first time that Courtney has come forward and said that that did not happen.
But Courtney was at a PETA event on Wednesday and talked to TMZ.
Do you mean like pocket bread or?
Yes. God, I wish I could use.
I'd go to that
big old stuffed PETA right about
now. I'd go to that PETA event.
No, because you know that Courtney is a big supporter yeah. of the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Mm-hmm. And they were doing an event on Capitol Hill Wednesday. And Courtney was there and talked about how they're involved in the organization. So it's like Courtney understands the importance of the moment and the opportunity, more importantly, the opportunity of the moment. When paparazzi show up, Courtney says the thing that they have asked her about, right? That is like, what do you think about Chrissy Teigen? But then knows how to pivot to the thing that Courtney is there to talk about, which is People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Yeah.
So it's very adept at understanding what's going on and your role. And I think that we used to give Courtney a bad rap in terms of how they handle their media coverage mm-hmm. and kind of comes across as like a hot mess or has in the past,
yeah.
right? Like kind of scatterbrained, kind of all over the place, kind of self-absorbed.
Self-focused, yeah.
Yeah, but in this most recent example, Courtney is talking about Chrissy, you know, like if Chrissy really feels bad, she should go volunteer her time with somebody. She should go work on her bullying behavior. If she's really concerned about it, instead of talking to the media about cancel club, she should, you know, go do something for people.
Oh my gosh, they're absolutely right too.
Right?
And then pivots to talk about
PETA. So to me, it's just like, this is a perfect example. You know, we acknowledged Chrissy's smooth moves yesterday, mm-hmm. and today we're acknowledging Courtney Stodden's smooth moves. It's hard with these two because Chrissy, Courtney, I keep having a hard time keeping them straight.
Yeah.
But I think I've made it clear what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, and I think you're absolutely right. And honestly, if anybody has a crash course, has had, I should say, a crash course in how to manage the media kind of from nothing, right? Courtney Stodden is that person.
Yeah.
Because Courtney Stodden has had to be very savvy with the media since they were like 16.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it has, we've had bumps along the way for sure. And like you said, we used to maybe poke a little bit of fun at the way that they did use the media, at the choices that they made, you know, having sexy pumpkin patch photo shoots, etc.
Yeah.
But, you know, they've really grown up and learned how to take the high road when it comes to the media. And that's what I see there, too, is that Courtney Stodden isn't taking the low blow at Chrissy Teigen. Instead, they're saying, you know, here's how Chrissy could, here's an offer for Chrissy. Here's a way you could behave. Also, here's what I'm doing right now, which is expert, like expert. Yes, we applaud you.
And then Courtney just kind of like, you know, says, thanks, have a great day. Turns around and goes back to her booth, handing out like weird vegetable protein meat substitutes.
Neat.
For PETA.
Neat. I saw a post because Courtney's been posting about their time at this PETA rally, and they were throwing around veggie hot dogs. So that sounds like something fun.
It sounds like sadness.
Well, it was National Hot Dog Day yesterday.
That might be why.
Appropriate thing.
Okay. All right.
Smooth move.
National Wiener Day.
All right. National Wiener.
Well, thank you, Bradley, for closing the loop on Courtney Stodden and Chrissy Teigen. I still would say it would be high time for Chrissy Teigen. I know. For Chrissy Teigen to reach out to Courtney Stodden and issue an actual real apology. That would be necessary. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, dumb people doing dumb things, crazy, stupid idiots. After this on My Talk 107.1.
This is the Colleen and Bradley Show with producer Holly Roberts on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Dumb things. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. I'm Colleen Lindstrom. That's Bradley Trainer. These are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah! Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida. Sometimes other places. Like where?
Indonesia.
Get it. Okay.
I mean, I have it. Do you want it?
I want you to give it to me.
Take it. Okay, here we go. I want to tell you about a man who is a COVID-iot. And it involves a man identified only by the initials.
DW.
Okay. Now, this person boarded a CityLink domestic flight from Jakarta to Ternate while wearing a covering, a body covering, that covered him from head to toe. Now, you may think, well, that is that like a cultural experience?
Is that like a cultural experience?
Thank you for asking. Yes, but it's a cultural experience typically worn by women.
Okay.
So then you probably have some other questions, which is totally understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, I will simply tell you it was a disguise.
Oh, okay.
This man was impersonating a woman, not just any woman.
Oh, okay. It happens, but Not just any woman. Was it a famous woman?
No.
Okay.
Oh, so not a famous Cher. Woman or Cher.
Not, yeah. Not Cher.
Marilyn Monroe? No.
No.
Are we supposed to know who he was impersonating?
His wife.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but all of that is interesting, fascinating. Sure. Sounds like I want to know more. I've got questions. Why would he do this? Mm-hmm. Well, it's why he did it that earned him crazy, stupid, idiot status. Again, you have an Indonesian man, goes by the initials D&W, boarded a CityLink domestic flight from Jakarta to Ternate.
I think I'm mad.
While wearing a covering from head to toe, impersonating his wife.
Well, you said he was a COVIDiot.
Yes.
Which means COVID has to somehow figure into the story.
Indeed it does.
So my guess is that it's because he was COVID positive and he had his wife's negative COVID test.
Ding, ding. Yes. His
that makes
wife,
me angry.
He tested positive for COVID. His wife, however, had tested negative. So he used her ID and negative PCR test results in order to board the plane. That's interesting,
no.
Right?
Oh, yes, it's interesting, but no, we don't do that.
A flight attendant reportedly told authorities that she saw him, at that point she thought it was her, go into an airplane bathroom, then come out wearing men's clothes. So he basically tried to, get rid of the clothing halfway through the flight. And she was like, yeah, that's not normal. So she notified authorities at the airport in the destination airport, who then detained him. A on-site health officer immediately tested him, and he came back positive, thereby possibly infecting the whole plane.
Oh, my gosh. And it won't be days before we'll know how many people he infected.
Yeah, I'm sure.
And we'd have to follow up, and we probably won't do that because we won't remember, but somebody will.
Yeah.
You guys, can we just be responsible? Stop
it's
this
a lot
madness.
Of work just to, be a jerk.
Are you ready for the next crazy, stupid idiot?
Sure.
We are going to Florida.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. Imagine this. Okay. So this happened on Monday, and a guy had gone to his doctor. This was in Port Charlotte, just outside of Fort Myers. This guy went to see his doctor on Monday, and he came home to what he thought was an empty house, but there was a person in his pool in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
And that person was 42-year-old Heather Kennedy.
Oh, hi, Heather.
And
what are you doing in my pool?
She was naked. So she was skinny dipping in his pool, and he was like, that's not supposed to happen. So he called 911.
There was a naked lady in his pool?
Yeah.
And he called 911?
Well, I mean,
I feel like most guys wouldn't.
I don't know what the situation was.
That's kind of...
But he called 911, and the cops showed up, and she was like, I'm not leaving. I'm cooling off. I'm not leaving. The cops, there's actually a picture of the cops trying to offer her some clothing to cover up with. She would not get out of the water. She told them to just leave her alone so she could keep swimming. It took a while. Eventually, they did get her out of the pool, and now she's facing charges for trespassing and resisting arrest.
And
she apparently
nude.
Lives close by.
Oh.
Now, that's just a crazy story. She's a crazy, stupid idiot for that,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
But wait, there's more.
Oh, I love when there's more.
Because you know what they do with the cops when they arrest somebody, they check their record. Turns out 42-year-old Heather Kennedy has a record. And it's that thing that makes her even more of a crazy, stupid idiot.
Why? What's the record?
Because a while ago, she got pulled over and cops found a bunch of drug paraphernalia and pills on her person. And they ask the question they always ask, ma'am, are these yours?
Are these your pills, ma'am?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No, I'm just holding them.
My friend Bob.
My friend Crackhead Chris.
Oh. Oh, well, I guess if you had a friend who wanted you to borrow their illegal drugs, he'd probably have a nickname like Crackhead Chris.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, she's due in court early next month to deal with the skinny dipping charges.
That's my friend Crackhead Chris's pills.
Can we come up with a different... Like, I don't want to be called that. Don't call me that. But maybe Crackhead Chris
maybe
likes it.
Maybe that's his nickname. I don't know.
Maybe, or maybe that's what his parents named him. We don't know.
I probably not.
You don't know?
Pretty sure.
Okay, fine.
I don't know. That was in Florida, right?
Florida.
Good, because we're going to stay in Florida.
Okay.
Now... I don't remember telling this story, but it's an oldie and a goodie.
Oh, God. Dr. Turnenkoff?
And there was, no, it doesn't go back that far. Okay. It goes back to earlier this year. And I don't, again, who knows? But there is a development in the case, and that's why we're talking about it today. So it may sound vaguely familiar. They all sound vaguely familiar, let's be clear.
True.
But this particular story involves one Alan Ibanez. He's 24. And he did something back in February and was arrested for doing it. Interesting, because criminals are bad.
Yep.
And but not all that uncommon.
True.
People get arrested all the time. He was arrested, though, for doing something at a place you love. I actually don't know if you love it, but I love it. And I imagine on some level you'd love it.
Target?
IHOP.
Oh, the International House of Pancakes.
International. By the way, how do they call themselves an International House of Pancakes? Mm. Do they have pancakes in Sweden?
I don't know.
I mean, like, what makes them international?
I don't know.
Anyway, so he was arrested at the International House of Pancakes. Would you like to know why?
Well, yeah.
Would you like to guess why?
I shall see
that he will change your life forever anyway. What do you think he did?
I mean, okay, so can you give me like a hint or no?
Yes. Hint. My favorite thing, and this is no joke, at the International House of Pancakes is pigs in a blanket.
Okay.
That's
your hint. Did he go back into the kitchen to make his own pigs in a blanket? I vaguely recall a story about a guy with pigs in a blanket at, did he put his own pig in a blanket?
Now you're getting somewhere.
Okay.
According to police, Alan Ibanez, age 24, entered the Clearwater IHOP. Get it ready, Holly.
Okay.
Whip it out. He began approaching random tables and patrons, offering to show his bits and pieces and showing them schmondoms.
Okay, I think we can just say condoms.
I know. I was being mildly facetious. Anyway, so he was asked to leave IHOP by the management because, of course, that is not on the menu.
Right.
Pigs in a blanket. Hey, you want to see my pig in a blanket without the blanket? So management was like, hi, we actually can't have that here. But he was like, you know what? I'm going to continue to offer my pigs in a blanket to everyone in the establishment. Which, of course, imagine you and your lovely family. No,
they don't want his pigs in a blanket.
Can you imagine? How do you explain that to your children?
I don't know. I just don't think you do.
Stay calm. Look away.
Yeah.
And
this man is going to bring his wiener over, and I want you to avert your eyes.
I'm surprised somebody didn't, like, you know, throttle him. Anyway.
Well, I think that's what he wanted people to do.
Exactly. Okay. But it is also, in this day and age, you don't want to be too... it's involving. Scary. Yeah, because it's scary because you don't know what else they got.
Exactly. Because it might be, what's Dolores's name that we just talked about? What was her name? Gina, Becky, the woman you just told us about.
Yeah, her. I know who you're talking about. Kristen or something.
Kristen's friend, Crackhead Chris.
Heather. Heather's Kennedy. Friend.
Yeah.
Could be Crackhead Chris. You don't know.
You don't know. So, quote, this left patrons uncomfortable and wanting to leave.
Well, I can't imagine why.
So thank God police arrived and he was arrested. But the reason we're talking about him today is because I don't know, actually, but this story came up again. And I thought, I don't remember telling this story, so we're going to tell it. All right. I do also want to tell you that previously, he has had problems in Pinellas County.
Of course he has. Sounds like he brought his Pinellas to the IHOP that day.
2 hours after his release, he was again arrested for stealing
I don't want to know about his release, by the way. Thank you very much.
Two gas station donuts worth $1.98 from the Speedway.
Neat.
Yeah.
Well.
Can you imagine? I think I would almost laugh. Just because that's my reaction to uncomfortable situations.
Oh, that's my 11-year-old boy is the same way. And it comes in handy sometimes, but most of the time it's just very frustrating because you're like, this is a serious moment.
Yeah, we can't
And he's
laugh.
Hysterically laughing. Yeah. So we don't want to encourage that behavior.
I mean, a man walking from table to table doing like... you know, like, and like you used to go to the old Italian restaurant and you'd get serenaded. Like, mm-hmm. oh, that guy's going to come over and sing us a song. That's violin.
Yeah, exactly. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got a little game to play. That game is called The Throwback.
Live.
We'll do that after this on My Talk 107.1.